I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Each year, thousands of Texas patients must rely on charity care to receive the medical services they need. Hospital charity care means no payment is expected for the services the hospital provides, which means that patients who qualify for such care typically receive no hospital bill and are not subject to collection efforts. While Texas may lag far behind other states when it comes to the number of residents who have health insurance coverage, it was the first state to establish a required level of community benefit for nonprofit hospitals in exchange for state tax exemption. This community benefit requirement means that Texas's not-for-profit hospitals must spend 4% of expenses on charity care and a total of 5% overall on charitable activities. While exact criteria to receive hospital charity care may vary, generally patients who receive care at a nonprofit hospital may apply for complete or discounted charity care if they are either financially indigent, meaning that they are uninsured or underinsured with an income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, or are medically indigent, meaning their medical or hospital bills exceed a certain percentage of their annual income after the payment by insurers, leaving them unable to pay the remaining bill. A hospital's total uncompensated care is the sum of its charity care provided and uncollectible patient debt. Since 2000, U.S. hospitals have provided more than $538 billion in uncompensated care. That is a lot of free health care. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.